နမောတသဗ္ဗဝတောအရဟတောသမ္မာသမ္ဗုဒ္ဓဿနမောတသဗ္ဗဝတောအရဟတောသမ္မာသမ္ဗုဒ္ဓဿနမောတသဗ္ဗဝတောအရဟတောသမ္မာသမ္ဗုဒ္ဓဿToday, our Dhamma talk will be about how to practice Metta meditation. In my previous Dhamma talk, I explained to you to how to practice Metta meditation briefly. I explain you the two types of metta. The first one is the specific metta or the metta in Pali. The second is unspecific metta, anodi metta in Pali. Out of these two types of metta, if you practice specific metta meditation, then you have to specify any person or any group of a person as the object of a meditation. In specific metta meditation, Visuddhimagga mentioned the person who should not be the first object of metta meditation. When you start to practice metta meditation, very dear person should not be the object of metta, the first object of metta meditation. Because you very dearly love that person, if you cultivate metta, loving kindness towards him, you have to reflect upon his peace, happiness, and prosperity. Same metta sentences such as, may my sister be happy, peaceful, free from suffering. For example, your sister is the first object of meditation, so you focus your mind towards your sister, and then you have to develop love and kindness and metta towards him, towards her, reflecting upon peace, happiness, and prosperous of her. Reciting, saying metta sentences like this: may my sister be happy, peaceful, free from suffering. May my sister be happy, peaceful, free from suffering. Saying these sentences, you have to arouse your love for your sister, thinking about her goodness, her good character, and her peace, happiness, and prosperity. During meditation, sometimes you may think about her difficulty. You may think about her hardships. You may think about her suffering, dukkha. Then you can't stand, so you become unhappy about her difficulty, her problem, her hardship, her suffering. Then and only unhappiness arises. You do not have a metta for her. That is because you very dearly loved her. That is the reason. But if you take her as the object of meditation, after you have been skilled in metta meditation, then you don't have any unhappiness, you don't feel any unhappiness about hardship or suffering, because you are very much skilled in metta meditation. So very dear person should not be the first object of a meditation in the beginning, but when you are able to metta, to have the feeling of a metta very well at that time, you can take her as the object of a meditation. And also, neutral person should not be the first object of a metta meditation. Here, neutral person means it, Majjata in Pali. You does not dislike him. You does not love him. You does not hate him. He is just an acquaintance. So neutral person means acquaintance. When you do metta towards this acquaintance, neutral person, you find it difficult to feel loving kindness metta for him, because you do not like him, you do not dislike him, you do not love him, you do not hate him. That's why it's difficult for you to have the feeling of loving kindness for him. That's why he should not be the first object of metta meditation in the beginning, but when you are skilled in metta meditation, then he can be the object of meditation. And also, how straight person, your enemy also should not be the first object of meditation. Yeah. If you do metta towards this person, enemy or how straight person, instead of a metta, you may feel angry with him, then you do not have a loving kindness. That's why the hostile person should not be the first object of a metta meditation. But when you are skilled in metta meditation, he can be the object of a metta meditation. And also, Visuddhimagga mentioned the opposite sex should not be the object of a specific metta meditation. A male meditator should not take the female as the object of a specific metta meditation. In the same way, female meditator should not take the male as the specific object of a metta meditation. If you take opposite sex as the object of a metta, specific metta meditation, sometimes you may have lust or desire, tanha, instead of a metta towards this person. You may not have a loving kindness metta for her. But when you are skilled in metta meditation, then object set also should be object of a specific metta meditation. You don't have any lust or desire. Lastly, Visuddhi Magga mentioned that the dead person should not be the specific object of a metta meditation. Because when a person died, a person has died, no one knows he is where he is reborn, either in human world or Deva world or Brahma world or the four fire states. No one knows it, so it's difficult for a meditator to focus his mind towards that dead person. But this departed person must be included in unspecific metta. When you do metta towards all living beings, that person also will be included in unspecific object. Then Visuddhi Magga said, the first object of a metta meditation should be a person who is endowed with sila, samadhi, panya, and who is beloved and respected by many people. Such a person should be the first object of a metta meditation. If you cultivate your metta towards this person as the first object of a meditation, then it will be easy for you to have the feeling of a love for this person. That's why such a person as your preceptor, your teacher, or your parents, these persons should be the first object of a meditation. When Visuddhi Magga says, object sex should not be the specific object of metta meditation, but parents are exception. So, father also should be the first object of metta meditation, or mother too should be the first object of metta meditation. But the best one is the teacher or the preceptor should be the first object of meditation. When you are able to develop loving kindness and metta towards this first person, your preceptor say you can change it to another person, say in the same class, your teacher, your parents, your mother or your father. When you feel a lot of loving kindness by practicing metta towards this first class person, then you can change your mind towards the second class person. The second class person is a dear person, beloved person. These persons are the second class. You should develop loving kindness towards this second class person, such as your beloved and dear person. When you feel the loving kindness for them very well, you can change it to another third class person, and so on. The third class person means a neutral person, acquaintances. You should develop loving kindness and metta towards this neutral person. when you feel loving kindness for them a lot, then you can change it to the fourth class person. The fourth class person is Appiya Pukala. In Pali, Visuddhimagga mentioned it. Appiya Pukala is translated into antipathetic person. It means that you does not like this person for some reason, but he is not your enemy, not your hostile person. He may like you, he may love you, but you does not like him for some reason. Such a person is called Appiya Pukala, antipathetic person. He should be the fifth class person. And the fourth class person. When you have the feeling of loving kindness and metta meditation for this person, antipathetic person, a lot, and you can change your mind towards the fifth class person, that is your hostile person or enemy. Though you do metta meditation towards the enemy person, because you have practiced metta meditation a lot and experienced the feeling of loving kindness a lot, so you are able to develop loving kindness towards the enemy also. This is the order of the development of metta meditation, which is mentioned in Visuddhimagga. According to this order, you have to take respected person, revered person who is taught with Sila Samadhi Panya as the first object of meditation. But Visuddhimagga said, in the beginning of the practice, first of all, you should do yourself metta towards yourself, saying, may I be happy, peaceful, free from suffering. May I be happy, peaceful, free from suffering. In this way, first of all, you should develop loving kindness and metta towards yourself as the example. But Visuddhimagga said, when you do metta towards yourself, then you can have a deep concentration. But you must develop loving kindness towards yourself in the beginning of the practice as an example for development of the other person. So, first of all, you should cultivate metta towards yourself, saying, may I be happy, peaceful, free from suffering. May I be happy, peaceful, free from suffering. About 2 or 3 minutes as an example. Example means that you have the sympathetic feeling for the other person. Then, if you choose your preceptor as the object of meditation, you should do metta towards your preceptor, saying, may my preceptor be happy, peaceful, free from suffering. Reflecting upon his good character, goodness, kindness, his love, and so on. If you reflect upon his goodness, good characters, then you would have the feeling of love for him. Say, may my preceptor be happy, peaceful, free from suffering, and so on. You must develop loving kindness and metta towards your preceptor repeatedly Say and may my preceptor be happy, peaceful, free from suffering. Repeatedly reflecting upon characters and his peace and happiness, this way gradually your mind will be, you feel, will feel the loving kindness for his path, your preceptor. You should do in this way until you have abundant, a lot of loving kindness for your preceptor. Say it about 20 or 30 minutes. Then after that, you can change it to another person if you wish to. But if you want to, if you feel to do metta meditation towards your preceptor is very good, then you can continue to do metta towards him. When you practice metta towards a person, if you do not feel metta loving kindness for this person, even though you practice metta meditation about 10 or 15 minutes, then you should change it to another person, because you are unable to arouse your feeling of loving kindness for this same person. That's why you need to change to another person as the object of meditation. When you find any particular person who is the best object of meditation, when you do metta towards him, you can feel a lot of loving kindness in each time. The mind is concentrated, calm, quiet, and clear and purified. Then you should develop loving kindness metta towards this person repeatedly and also very long time, so that you have more and more deeply concentrate, more and more deep concentration, and also more and more loving kindness for the object. In this way, your meditation, metta meditation, should be improved. Metta is a universal love. So if everyone should do metta meditation, should develop loving kindness towards all living beings, then you would have a great deal of a benefit from out of a metta meditation. The omniscient Buddha teaches us 11 benefits of metta meditation. Metta meditator, if he practice metta meditation very well, then the first benefit is he can sleep. The second is he wake up happily with a refreshed mind. The third is he never dreams a bad dream. He dreams only good dreams. The fourth benefit is he is beloved by the people. The fifth is he is also loved by non-human beings, such as a deva, brahma, animal, insect, and so on. The sixth one is he is protected by devas. Then the seven precepts, a seven benefit is he is not affected by any poison, any weapon, any fire. Then the eighth benefit is his mind very easily concentrated on the object of meditation. Then another benefit is his facial expression is very serene, clear, and gracious. The tenth benefit is he dies unconfused. The 11th benefit is if he is unable to attain the higher Dhamma, such as Magga Phala Jnana, he will be reborn in Brahma world because of metta meditation. These 11 benefits of metta meditation expounded by the Buddha himself. But if you are able to do metta until you can attain the higher stages of jhana, say the third stage of jhana, then your metta your concentration on metta meditation is very much helpful to vipassana. When a metta meditator feels the loving kindness of metta in his mind by metta meditation, then his mind also concentrated to a certain extent. He feels quiet, the mind is quiet, calm, and purified and clear. And also he feels happy, rapture. So, when he practices metta meditation before he starts vipassana, he has already attained some degree of concentration by means of metta meditation. That concentration is very much conducive to the attainment of a deep concentration and clear insight in his vipassana meditation. That's why vipassana meditator, every meditator should practice metta meditation. Yes, I think it's enough. You rightly understand the technique of metta. May you be able to rightly understand how to do metta meditation and try your best to develop loving kindness until you have attained the cessation of suffering nibbana.
Sathu, sathu, sathu. กราบท่านอาจารย์พร้อมกันค่ะ